B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
Watch it. And, you know, I often think sometimes that we should do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or play extended clip of a game from whatever.
One of the legendary
and
ones.
Talk about it.
Well, Deshaun.
Like, I always wanted to do that.
The comeback with Vic and Deshaun against the Giants. That 1 year. Or the Westbrook comeback right. against the Giants as well. Now, most of that game's not great.
Yeah.
But the comeback part is great. There's the clip. That's the extended part you play is when the Eagles come back. Were they down 24 or something that
yeah.
game? And boom, fourth quarter comeback. If I'm picking a flyer one, I'll go game 7, 2010. 03.
Boston?
03, yeah.
Yeah.
And Gagne gets the goal to go ahead and make it 4-3.
Yeah, that's a great game.
I mean, that's one that was so improbable.
That was modern day. I mean, the timeout. I mean, that was amazing.
Yeah, just the way that all broke down. For the Sixers, I think I would go back to that 0-1, the Ty Lue step over in game one of the finals against the Lakers. I mean, that was a phenomenal. I was just crazy how amped you were at that.
Yeah.
And Iverson had a great performance. But then you can look at individual performances, too. You know, with Kobe, what did he score, 68 or something, or 72?
Yeah, but let me ask you a question.
81, I think.
81, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I could watch old, like, Bulls.
Mm-hmm. The flu game.
Right? Like, I could watch that, some of that old Jordan stuff.
Yeah.
I could definitely do that.
Yeah. Tonight's one of those nights where you can go back on that because you're not missing anything. Because a lot of times you don't want to watch that older stuff because you're going to miss something current.
Yes.
You know, and then you're missing the moment of right now.
I got a college one for you.
Did you got?
Auburn, Alabama, the kick return, the missed field goal.
Dude, yeah, that's the Iron Bowl.
109 yards, man.
Yeah, what was it, like amazing. 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right, we're doing our NFL preview, too. Let's do, 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. And that's 97.5 The Fanatic, WPM Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
All right. Real quick. And then the Giants are on the clock. This will be our first team to really preview. All right.
All right.
So, but let me ask you, Andrew, you have a list of the early list of free agents?
Yes. This is why Kawhi has the 30-year opt-out.
Okay.
Player option.
2021?
Yeah, so this is the potential list because, of course, some are player options, some are team options, and sometimes players who get extended before their contracts are up. But here's the potential 2021 free agent class. LeBron, who's going to be older. We got Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Blake Griffin, Bradley Beal, CJ McCollum, Rudy Gobert, Victor Oladipo, Mike Conley, Stephen Adams, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Drew Holiday.
That's like a dream team.
Wow.
So that's why he has the third year opt-out.
Wow.
Because you know who knows who teams up that year.
Yeah, you don't know who's going to team up.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. See, in the NBA, you can be in a class like that and have it not affect your money. Usually you want to be in a free agent class that's thin because you're the top sheep in a depleted class in a lot of sports, right?
Wow.
But that is outrageous.
That's unbelievable.
Well, the NBA is going to basically reshuffle the deck in a couple of years completely.
That's outrageous. As long as the deck stays intact here.
Yeah, well, at least two of them.
Yeah.
You know, you got two or three of them, you know, with Joe and Ben Simmons. Those guys will be on the front end of their prime. And you could look at a guy like Tobias, who's in the mid to late prime, then you add one of those guys.
Yeah, look into your crystal ball. Is there a guy? Are any of those guys coming to Philadelphia? Look into your crystal ball.
Yeah, right?
Is Giannis coming to the Sixers?
I don't think Giannis is coming to the Sixers.
No, they're all going to L.A., didn't you hear?
Or Miami.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Drew Holiday makes his return in 2021.
Yeah, that's Drew's going to be long in a tooth by 2021.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, that group of free agents. That's ridiculous.
Bradley Beal be your shooter?
Oof. He's going to be interesting. I don't know what they're doing in Washington. I mean, you're stuck with that wall contract. Like, what are you going to do? Now you're looking at Beal's a hell of a piece.
And they said they didn't want to trade him.
They're stuck. They're kind of stuck in that middle area, and they can't get out of it until they do something pronounced.
Yeah.
You may have to trade that wall contract for a team to get to the floor type thing. That's how that'll work, and then you tank and go from there. But Washington doesn't have this cachet for people wanting to pile up and go to D.C. and play together.
Right, right.
So,
Real quick, Giants. All right, let me just give you current Giants. Look at this. The odds to make the playoffs.
None at all.
This is according to Parks Casino, right? We talked about it. The yes to make the playoffs is 5-1.
Okay.
No, -715.
Wow. Well, that's pretty obvious that they're not going.
Their over under is 5.5 games. That's it.
Ugh.
That's what their over under is.
5.5.
Yeah.
I'm looking at their schedule. Dallas, Buffalo, Tampa. Trying to see who they have on the road. Tampa on the road, New England on the road, Detroit on the road, Jets on the road, but technically home. Chicago on the road. Some tough road games there.
I know. And the whole story is going to be, when does Daniel Jones take over for Elon?
Yeah. It may be week one.
You know, I mean,
it'll be week one.
I mean, as great as Saquon is, I don't see. Because somebody was talking about that team as a possible, sleeper team.
No. Well, they have Golden Tate, Sterling Shepard, and Ingram at tight end. I mean, Tate's up there. I don't know about that. I don't buy it. Looking at their defense, too.
Ogletree. They have Corey Coleman, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their defense isn't that good.
And Janoris Jenkins and no.
I mean, I like the Jackrabbit, but he's not. He's a guy that will kind of check out on you on a bad team, I think.
Yeah, that team. I'll go the under on the 5.5.
All right, I'm going to go the under as well.
Andrew?
I mean, somebody, listen, 5.5 is pretty light, but I think they're
an
abysmal team.
Yeah, I could see a 3-13 season. Wow. Yeah,
now you're keeping the book. What do you got, Andrew?
I'd probably say under. I could see them getting to 5. But because it's 5.5, you got to go under there.
Yeah, the hook. That's best case scenario. Eagles sweep them this year.
I think so, too.
Let's go.
Cowboys may sweep them, too. Hey,
yeah, you're right.
If you look at the Giants all time.
Yeah.
So you would go what? You would go Sims?
Sims at QB.
Tiki?
What? Do you go Eli QB? He's won 2 Super Bowls. Sims has 1. Hoss has the other one.
I guess you have to go Eli.
Yeah, you got
to
go Eli.
I think Sims is actually a... I don't like Eli. I don't know what it is, but all right. I mean, you got this. You're right.
Running back, you got to go Tiki.
Tiki definitely
over Joe Marsh or Roddy Hampton.
The problem is they're skill people. They don't have great skill people.
Not on the offensive side. Who's the best receiver in Giants history?
Odell Beckham.
Beckham, you have to. It's a shame he's not there anymore. But you got to go Beckham over Toomer.
Hmm. Trying to think if there's somebody we're missing here.
Amani Toomer was a hell of a receiver. But
Phil McConkey.
No. No.
So we'll go Odell.
And LT is one of your defense.
Yeah, no question about that. Who's your other defensive guy?
Strahan?
Yeah, you got to go Strahan.
Strahan, yeah. All right. And coach has got to be Parcells.
Eagles can beat that.
Yeah. And Parcells is the bench boss. Eli, Tiki, Odell, Lawrence Taylor, Strahan, and Parcells. Eagles got to be higher than that. And we haven't even decided the QB yet.
Yeah, I mean, LT's great and Strahan's great.
Yeah, LT and Reggie cancel each other.
And probably Dawk and Strahan.
Cancel each other. Odell over Deshaun. Westbrook over Tiki. Well, it's a little closer than we thought.
Yeah, Parcells over Andy or Doug.
Oh, yeah. Bill was a good coach. David in Baltimore is on the Fanatic. What's up, David?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, it was saying cool. Actually, Sunday, I took my 2 girls, 6 and 5, to Philly for the first time. They've never been to my grandparents' house. So that was pretty cool. They were excited. They've never been to Philadelphia.
What did you do with them?
We were just, my grandmother threw a little party for my sister who just graduated high school. So it was weird, though, because I didn't think about it. I've never taken them to my grandparents in Philly. My grandparents have been living there for 45 plus years, so it was really, really cool. Just cool to be back in the city for sure.
That's cool.
I mean,
that's
I
good.
Go there here and there, but they've never been, so it was exciting. I want to talk a little bit about the All-Star game last night. We're always talking about that ways to improve baseball.
Uh-huh.
I got to tell you, if they get that mic'd up during games, with the players.
Yeah, I like I loved it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, the Lindor stuff was great.
Great.
Talking about making reservations for the umpires at his favorite restaurant.
Oh, fantastic. It makes the game entertaining and watchable. But I got to be honest with you guys. I was so disgusted last night to know that we only had one player. I mean, and then I tried to, like, think of who should make it up from the Phillies, and it's just not there. And it's just, like, disheartening last night. It's like,
yeah, you used to always love, I hear you. You used to always love, like, it was Utley and Howard and Hamels. Like, they had, always had all-stars.
Plethora. And think about all the guys we got this year, right? All the expectations. They have one guy last night. Dude, the Mets had three players. To have one guy was just, honestly, it was hard to watch. I turned it off in the eighth. I was too depressed to know that after all the expectations we had this season, to just have one guy, it was a little bit too much to watch.
It felt like 1991 when they just had to have a player from every team.
There's Glenn Wilson.
Go through our lineup. The season's just been so disappointing. I hope we can turn it around, but the starting pitching is, is Arrieta out for the year now?
Gabe said he's going to make his next start.
Yeah, and so. They'll reassess.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we assess, but I know, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The only guys I'm making deals for is guys we can get long term. I'm not making a deal for a guy that we're only going to have this year at this point. Do you agree?
If you got Greinke or Bumgarner, I would assume that you're going to re-sign them.
Well,
Stroman, you control, so I understand he's going to cost you probably less, but,
let me ask you this question, then. Between the two of you, who do you think, like a Greinke or a Bumgarner, what do you think that's going to cost us?
Like, I mean, that's the problem.
What do you have to give, Dave?
The package of prospects isn't rich, and there's probably somewhere else that you're looking, right? There's probably another team that's out there that's probably going to have more to give.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to, the one guy you can't trade, like, and I'm all for, you want to trade prospects? Trade prospects. Because you're about winning right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the one guy is Bohm. Like, I don't want to trade Bohm.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have an opening at third base, power hitting third baseman, man. I'm, look at what the Braves, look at the youth that they got. Three guys, and I'm not counting Freddie Freeman, who's been established, but they got three guys in Acuna and Albies and Austin Riley.
All under 25, 26 years old.
That came up, and Austin Riley really, they had that little scuffling start. Albies was cold, and then the next thing you know, he started to heat up, and Austin Riley comes up, and he's done nothing but bash the ball.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what they're waiting for with Bohm. Like, get him up here. Yeah. Let's go.
When we come back, I want to play a cut from Ken Rosenthal on the Philly strategy, pending a few things. And real quick, the pitching matchups for the Washington Nationals are set for this weekend when the Phils come back. You get Strasburg Friday, Corbin Saturday, Scherzer Sunday.
Natalie.
We're going to need to find out.
I know. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's nasty.
You want to compete in this series this weekend on a pitching perspective? Matt, pick up the phone.
Yeah.
I'll be ready for game three.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, look, that's why I think
Corbin's pitching a little better.
Yeah, Corbin's pitching a lot better.
Man.
That's why I think Washington
wins the division.
They could catch Atlanta.
Yeah.
They could.
Those three guys.
If anything, they're making the playoffs.
610-632-0975. Midday show, and it's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Just talking to Coastie during the break. And he goes, I was going to come in and start jumping up and down. But, and he goes, I go, but you can't jump up and down.
Oh, my God.
Beauty is. So you were talking about the Phillies and, you know, adding.
Yeah.
You know, we just gave that lineup of pitchers that they'll face, Strasburg, Corbin, and Scherzer this weekend against the Nationals down at Citizens Bank Park. Well, Ken Rosenthal the other day had this to say regarding the Phillies' strategy come deadline time.
Here's the news of the day. The Braves have lost. Phillies tonight with a win could go within 5.5 games of the division lead. Why is this so important on July 6th? Because we're getting closer to the deadline. And the Phillies, as much as they've spent, we referred to it earlier, they're not going to go all in for a wild card. If it looks like the Braves are running away with the division, the Phillies are going to think, well, why should we go all out when we're playing for a wild card game and a chance to face the mighty Dodgers in the division series? So every game is critical now. The Phillies come out of the break. Home stand against the Nationals and Dodgers. They also have the Braves at home at the end of the month.
Wow.
Wow. That's, they're not going to go all in for the, if they miss the playoffs, that's a huge disappointment. I don't care how Klentak spins it. Huge disappointment. Huge. Because here's the deal. They don't make the playoffs. They all get one more year.
Do they?
Yeah.
They, as in Klentak, McPhail.
Klentak, Gabe.
You give Gabe the another year. I don't know if they give Gabe another year.
You don't think so?
I don't know, man.
Well,
when you see,
listen, Klentak's not going anywhere.
When you see Santana hitting 26 bombs in the first half, I'm looking at Gabe in this whole theory. Yeah, but that's Klentak's theory.
But here's the problem, though. It's, yeah, you know, it's organizational wide.
Yeah.
So you can't hold Gabe as the fall guy. Now you can always sack. Listen, it always goes. The GM always uses the manager as a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
I mean that's the oldest thing in sports, where the GM fires the coach or the manager.
Yeah.
So I get it, but I don't think you fire Gabe after this season.
All right. So you give Gabe another year.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. I wouldn't make any changes right now. You got to allow it. If you don't like it, you don't like where it's going, you still got to allow it to correct itself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, because, you know, you don't want to be too quick to it unless you just completely think this thing is a disaster.
Well, you got to look at it, too. You got to look at it right now through the lens clearly and go, well, what is this pitching staff?
I don't think Klentak has done a good job. All right. I don't.
Look at the farm system.
I but again, it's right. Too early to huck him.
Yeah.
Like, I think he needs, like, I, you know, there are certain things, like, listen, I like the Real Muto deal. You know, you can, you know, he, I thought he lucked out with Santana and the money and able to go to Seattle. But the problem is the institutional-wide, when he's being taught, you know, I do look at J.P. Crawford going to Seattle and going, huh, why is all of a sudden he hitting?
Yeah, looking sideways at that guy.
Bring up Santana and, yeah, and all that stuff. So, but I mean, I'm not making any changes after this season, but it's a next year is the do or die year for me.
Okay. Let me ask you about what.
No, let me read you this real quick.
Go ahead.
This is Jim from the Palm on the text board.
Mm-hmm.
Phil's season about to get ugly. Third place finish in the division at best. They are in real trouble. Zero talent in the farm system. So who are you trading to bring anything in? All of a sudden, the future looks pretty bleak. Now, that seems a little tiny bit harsh.
I don't agree that that's harsh.
I don't mean harsh. Like, I mean,
that might be reality. That's exactly what I said.
But you
today.
Do have Bohm.
Yeah.
Like,
but
I don't
you
know.
You can't move him for an asset.
You got some pitching in the, I mean, single A.
Mm-hmm.
Long way Jones off. With the double A. I don't, you know.
Well, you can get into the offseason.
I mean, I don't know what you got, but is it that? I mean, Jimmy's a great 4-for-4 guy. He creates a bleak future.
I kind of agree with him.
Really?
I do. And I'm okay with what Ken Rosenthal's report said of them not pushing all in this year. What I want to get out of this year is the foundation of a team building towards becoming a true contender.
Okay, well, you got some other foundation. You got,
yep, so I got Harper.
You got Real Muto.
Got to extend him, which
Hoskins,
you should do.
Yep. Harper.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
I mean,
and Kingery.
And yeah.
Yeah, Kingery and Nola.
And if you want to throw in Bohm, now you got to see what he does at the major league level. I get it, but that's a, You know, that's your future third baseman.
Yeah.
I like to play Kingery at second.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of Cesar.
I don't like Cesar. Segura, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what Cutts is going to be like coming back, but that core should be good.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is...
You move on from Franco.
Right. Finally, this was his chance, and yeah. he didn't
enough win
the
already.
Job. And I must say, I was rooting for him.
Yeah.
He didn't win the job.
And the great start and everything, but that ended when he stopped getting fastballs down Broadway.
So, you know, a nucleus, you would think, right, of Rillamuto, Harper, Hoskins, and the Kingery... Maybe Bohm. That's five pretty good position players.
But the thing you got to figure out is pitching.
Well, yeah.
Done.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Yeah. I mean, obviously, they need pitching.
So,
I mean, maybe, and I don't even know what that bullpen's going to look like. I don't know what Robertson's going to be like when he comes back.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to see who the free agent pitchers are this offseason. Because so, you can go out and spend money and you don't have to give anything up.
Well,
so you
that's why they're linked to Stroman, because Stroman you control.
Yeah.
Through next year. He's got 2 years left.
All right, so the top 15 free agents for next year. Gerrit Cole, 29 years old.
Yeah, is he going to leave Houston?
Probably not. I mean, if these pitchers are in their prime, they're not getting out there.
Houston let Charlie Morton go,
mm-hmm.
who's a hell of a pitcher, and they let him go. Got nothing for him.
Ozuna. Bumgarner is a free agent at 30, though. Again, are you getting into Arrieta territory again? You know what I mean? Donaldson,
Greinke,
Wheeler. Show me all pitchers here. Cole Hamels, 36 at this point. Frankly, should have been here, though.
I don't know what they have down below, you know, with their rating wise.
31.
That could get, yeah, Purcell's done anyway.
Yeah, I mean, jeez. So the future is, you can have all this money, but
what you also have with money is the ability to take on high salary, yeah. bad contracts.
Mm-hmm. So you take on some bad contracts to get a good player.
Yeah.
That's going to be the only.
That's how it worked out with the Segura thing.
Yeah. And his contract isn't exorbitant.
No, but you eat,
but you eat
Santana,
other money.
Uh-huh. And, you know.
No question. 610-632-0975. That's the number. Danny's got a game, the old game to watch tonight.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good.
What do you got, Dan?
How you guys doing today, man?
Hey, Danny.
So, my oldest boy, he's autistic, but he loves the Eagles. I mean, number one team, everything's Eagles in the house. He's like 16 now. When he was little, he didn't like watching live games because he wanted to know what was coming next. And so we got him like the top 10 Eagles memory games, you know, back.
Yeah.
So we watched that body bag game so many times. And I don't, you know, I'm more excited to watch it than he is. Cause I was like 15 at that time watching that game.
Right, yeah.
I'm jumping through I'm screaming at the
game.
I'm like, yeah, body bag. So when you were talking about that a little bit ago, you know, it's that game. It's a game they were down to the skins, like 21-0 in the first quarter and came back with the Reggie days. So all those Reggie and the Jeromes and those games, the House of Pain game, that's on there too. All those memories were great to watch, and I still go back and watch them.
When you watch the body bag game, what stands out to you?
Just the fact that we knocked all their quarterbacks out, that Mitchell was the quarterback.
Yeah.
They were relentless, man. They were relentless. They were just angry. They were the angriest, most vicious defense I've ever seen.
Are we were raised with that defense that was nasty,
violent,
and had fangs. And the game has really tried to get out of that ferocity.
A guy like Seth Joyner could not play today.
Yeah.
Because he's on a leash now. Back then, he was just
Who were the quarterbacks for Redskins? You got knocked out. Was Gus Frerotte one?
Oh, God. I haven't watched it in a couple years. Yeah. I can't remember off the top of my head. It was like, was it 1990 was the game, I think it was?
It had to be, actually, it was before Gus. Yeah.
Yeah, then that's maybe Rippin.
Rippin, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, but they got down to Mitchell in the fourth quarter, and it was just insane to watch how many guys got hurt that game. I love that team. Favorite, and even though they didn't win anything, I would watch that team over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the ferocity of the game? Do you miss that?
Absolutely. I miss Wes Hopkins. Yeah. I miss Andre Waters. I miss Jerome Brand. Was just, he was nasty, too. He was a nasty player. I loved his just anger and just like, I don't care who I hurt, who I hit. You're going to get that. You're getting killed today. That's all it came down to.
Yeah. Well, the starting quarterback for the Redskins in that game was Jeff Rutledge.
Really?
Yeah. And it was a Monday Night Football game. Al Michaels, Gifford, and Deardorff on the call November 12th.
Jeff Rutledge.
Yes. Wow. Can you believe that? The Eagles were in their fifth season.
Stan Humphries in that game?
Let me see here. I'm trying to find out who the quarterbacks were. Let me get the. Did not give me the box score on the Wikipedia page. Let me see if I can get the box score here for you. That gives me a little more.
See, because we're ripping. I thought your ripping guess was good.
Yeah, I would thought he was right in that time. So let me see here the box score. I want to see how many quarterback hits they had in that game too. November 12th, 1990. Eagles won the game 28-14, and they scored 21 points in the game in the third quarter. Now the quarterbacks for the Redskins. All right, Rutledge, Stan Humphries, and Brian Mitchell had three completions on six attempts, B. Mitch. He had the highest quarterback rating, 71.5.
Yeah. That's crazy.
He even took a sack. Wow.
Do you miss that? Do you miss the ferocity of it?
I do.
Like, there's a part of you that feels guilty about missing the ferocity of it.
Yeah, because we know the effect that it had on a lot of those players now.
Yeah, there's a part of me that really feels guilty about it.
Mm. It's kind of a sign of the times.
I mean, geez. I mean, it was. What style did you like? Do you like more scoring or you like ferocity?
I like the ferocity of a defense. I thought that was more the identity that I was raised on in this city, in a football set.
That's definitely the identity of this town.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I liked that at that time. I mean, you wanted guys to go out there and drop a guy in the open field and stand over him.
I wonder how people feel about that. And what you prefer. Do you prefer to have, like, look, this offense could be really good.
Yeah.
And I actually think their defense is fine. It could be good.
Mm-hmm.
You still got a good front four. Fletch is a great player.
Yeah.
Right? You got
Jernigan's coming back.
You got depth in this secondary.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel good about their defense. But this offense is completely dynamic.
I worry about the linebackers a little bit and edge rushing a little bit. I'm not sure what Brandon Graham is.
Barnett needs to be really good.
Yeah, I mean, the second year he ends up with the injury. You don't see him enough. Year three is where he's got to take the big step forward. Long's no longer there. I think they're bringing in Connor Barwin, yeah. I guess, to try and make this team as a rotational guy in that long role. Chris Long role. So I don't know. That's one area that I worry about a little bit in the league the way it is now. I mean, you got to be able to rush off the edge. And the linebacking position is a little bit of a question mark for me.
All right, but defensively. You know, if you go back to that body bag game, that defense was, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Was the greatest thing. What would you prefer, a great defense or a dynamic offense? We haven't had, like, the dynamic offense of all offenses.
Yeah, like a greatest show on turf.
We haven't had that.
Never had that, no. I want that.
Could be the closest thing to it.
Yeah. That's what I want now. I've seen enough of the defense things, and I know the defense wins championships. Offense wins games, defense wins championship, whatever.
Like the Sixers, you know, we sell short how good the defense and that length and what the length is.
Yeah.
We sell short about it, just how good that defense can be.
Yeah, that could end up being the determining factor of their success more than anything. I mean, think about it. Their inability to guard the perimeter was a problem. They're going to have to be better in that regard.
Well, they will be. Yeah. The way they're built now.
Yeah, they got the tools.
I mean, the way they're built right now, dude, like, you look at their front court, defensively, it's dominant.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to outboard them.
The length is ridiculous.
Right. They have, you know, Horford's a guy that can help out and protect rim as well against bigs.
Yep.
No one's better than Embiid at it.
Yeah, they may be the best defensive team in the NBA.
I think there's no question they are.
I mean, they definitely got the most length.
Yeah, I think without question. Yeah. And they gave people problems last year when Danny Green said that.
Yeah.
So now you look at it and you go, oh, my God.
Yeah, we may have. And we're discounting that. You're right. We're worried about who's going to take the last shot. Not maybe we should be worried about who's going to defend the last shot.
Well.
You know?
Yeah, you might not have to worry about it because you'll be winning games, you know.
You're holding teams to 94.
Listen, you're still going to need big buckets during the course of a game.
And, yeah.
You know, in Tobias and Joel should be able to do that for you. But I do think we're underrating how good defensively they could be.
Yeah, it could be a big factor in ultimately how good they are this year.
Well, what do you like, Andrew? Chunas, if I said to you, your football team will be one of the most dominant, ferocious defenses or one of the most elegant offenses.
See, I'm old school. I'd rather dominant defense.
You're definitely an old school.
I am an old school.
Really old soul.
I love dominant
defense. See, I've changed. Like, in all sports, I think I have changed in that regard. I was like that guy before that was like, I want him to be physical, beat the crap out of them, and let them know they came and played. In football and in hockey. But now all I want is like speed and skill.
Listen, there is nothing.
It's so funny. It's a Philadelphia.
There is nothing like the DN getting to the quarterback, and as he tries to release, it's tipped, and then somebody knocks out the receiver, and then the defensive back grabs the ball in midair and takes it back to the house.
Yeah.
Well, I just played all that in my head.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, that's a great play, no doubt about it. But in sports, in this day and age,
you love this day and age.
In this day and age, I want to see speed and skill. I felt like being an NFC city, we always saw speed and skill in the AFC. You know what I mean? Like the NFC was always rougher and tougher, and then the AFC was more precision.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
When
Manning was playing, charges. Yeah.
Brady Manning,
yeah, and but like I want to have one of those teams Rivers. That flies up and down the field offensively.
Nah, I love a DN who has the club on their hand because they broke their hand earlier in the year. Using the club getting around guy. The end.
The hard cast,
awesome. Yeah. The club guy
with the thumb.
The club guy. I love the club guy.
The linebacker with the pads up over their head almost.
Yeah.
The collar on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
the Brian Cox collar.
Yeah.
A Bobby Cox hat.
Yeah. That's pretty good, Chunas.
Yeah. So no, I mean I'm. Like in hockey too, I'm the same way. Like now, of course, the Broad Street Bully, they beat the crap out of muckers and grinders, all that. No, I don't want that.
Yeah, but yeah, that makes sense. But the game is completely different.
Yeah, well, because sports, the physicality's been taken out of sports.
Yeah.
So to me, that's me evolving. I want guys that can go out there and do things athletically with a gracefulness now. I don't need the guy lumbering to slaughter some guy in open ice or in open field.
Yeah,
my preference has changed.
You know what it is?
Yeah, I feel like we've never had it.
What I've longed for is a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. That's why you love Wentz.
Yeah, because I still think he can be the best quarterback in the history of the franchise.
Yeah,
I think Donovan was close. He was, but he wasn't. That's why I don't think he's Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
like he's not a Hall of Fame quarterback in my eyes.
Went unfulfilled,
and so I thought he was close, but he is still the most. Easily that has the most production of any quarterback, right?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
So
he went to 5 championships.
Well, it's the point. Like he's the most accomplished quarterback in the franchise.
That's not even close.
But he's not an all-fame quarterback.
I mean, would have Randall win one playoff game?
Yeah, but he's not a playoff MVP. He's not a Hall of Famer. Like I've longed for a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, and
that's why I'm like praying that Wentz is the guy.
And then you look at Wentz too, and he like fits the mold. Like if you look up franchise quarterback,
I'm like,
the height, the stature,
everything,
the way he carries
the
himself,
the demeanor. Yes.
Yeah,
but he's
a North Dakota kid, and he's tough.
But he's got to do it.
Yeah, he likes cold weather.
You got to do it.
Yeah,
Carson.
We got to stay upright.
It's all about Carson.
Yeah.
He also needs to play better.
Yeah. But absolutely.
Listen, I don't know what it was, whether it was back or what. He needs to spread the ball around more, and he needs to go down the field more.
Yep.
He needs big chunk plays.
The NFL's all about the chunk play right now, and that's why Deshaun is hugely important.
That's why I want to see him, you know, don't forget about Alshon. Hit, you know, Deshaun, you know, just uncork it.
Yeah, let's not go Ertz all day. He's a great tight end, I get it. Let's go to Goddard. Let's go down the field. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show.
Don't forget, if you got a game to watch.
on tonight.
Tonight, because there's no sports tonight. You got a game to watch. Let us know. Some of the best games we'll give you at FanFest tickets.
Relive it. Tonight's your opportunity. It is the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. I want to tell you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with any cleanup. What do you think it is? It's the Bagster. Who are we throwing to Bagster? Philly's pitching staff? The starters, other than Nola? That bullpen? The first half of the season?
Yes.
You want to throw the first half?
The month
half?
Of June.
You hold that hope, don't you?
Because April, May, they played well.
See, you hold that hope.
I do.
I know you do. What do you think? You feel confident this weekend?
We'll see.
I don't want to throw the future in the Bagster. I still think they got a future. Don't forget the Bagster. With any cleanup, Jason's doing his basement right now, so he's going multiple Bagster. It can work for you. You can find it Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, everywhere for just $29.99. It's a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. And whether you're a pro like my buddy Marco, who is a great contractor, or a Joe like us, just cleaning out stuff, rooms, you name it, you need the Bagster. There's no time limits. It's completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find a store nearest you for more details. Anthony Gargano will tell you, clean it up with the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
No one cares.
Hey.
All right.
As we approach 1 o'clock in the Delaware Valley.
What on God's green earth is this that we're listening to?
Stevie Wonder, man.
Is it really?
Oh, God.
I didn't know they would actually go there. I thought it was some bastardization.
Oh, hey,
I love Stevie.
Dude, yeah.
Do you hear Stevie? Do you hear Stevie or do you listen to Stevie? Stevie doesn't see Stevie. By the way, I'd like to congratulate Al Horford.
What?
He officially signed the contract.
Good.
It's official.
That's good.
I'll wear the number 42 for the Sixers.
So he's not going to the Lakers?
No, he's not going to the Lakers. I'm trying to find the quote. Elton Brand had a quote here regarding the signing. They're excited. So, officially a Sixer ant. See, Carly Lloyd, by the way, dropped the Fly Eagles fly at the parade up in New York.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
She was like saying, hey, I'm a Jersey girl and everything, but I'm an cool Eagle fan. Fly Eagles fly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
12 years in the league, 12 playoff appearances for Al Horford. A lot of basketball. 33-year-old legs.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's all right. Listen, you're gonna load management, and he'll be like, all you have to do is worry about the playoffs.
Yep, and that's what he's here for. Here's the quote from Elton Brand: "We're excited to welcome one of the NBA's best front court players to Philadelphia. Al's playmaking, elite defensive talents, veteran leadership confirm why he is a crucial addition to our roster. We've gained a championship level teammate."
Yeah, that's awesome. I love Elton.
I do too.
Here you go. All right, Mr. Penn State. The odds are out to win each conference.
Oh, boy.
Big Ten. Here you go. The Penn State, where do they rank?
Fourth.
Third.
Ohio Florida State, Knicks. Michigan, and then Penn State?
Yes.
Yeah.
Buckeyes, 11-10.
Well.
Michigan, 9-4.
Penn State 11-1, 12-1.
Penn State 9-1.
9-1.
That's good odds.
Did they fire Franklin? I didn't get the memo.
Then Nebraska and Wisconsin 14-1. Michigan State 18-1.
Oh, Sparty.
Iowa 22-1, and then it goes Northwestern, Purdue, Minnesota. all the way down to Rutgers.
All right. I might drop a dime there on the old Nittany Lions.
I got to see where my boys are from my Baylor Bears.
Matty Rhule.
To win the Big 12.
Oh, it'll be his last year down in Baylor. Going to head to the NFL.
I don't know about that. No. Anyway.
Let's go ahead to Penn State then.
I don't know about that.
Come on, man.
Big 12.
I'm trying to will it.
Baylor's 18-1 to win the Big 12.
All right. It's a nice payout for you.
Temple is 14-1 to win the AAC. And in the SEC, Bama's 1-2.
Of course. It's obnoxious.
Georgia's 5-2. That's it.
It's the only thing I don't like about college football is that Bama is that much of a favorite.
Well, Clemson is the same thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Clemson to win the ACC is 1-4.
Oh, my goodness. Dabo.
1-4.
Dabo's got that thing rolling down there.
I mean, that's incredible.
Isn't it weird? Like, Clemson for a while there just was kind of like a non-factor then Dabo got
He's
there.
Great coach.
Rejuvenated the program.
Oh, they had Deshaun Watson. Now, what's the kid's name now, the quarterback?
Everybody's
going crazy.
Sunshine.
Oh my God, I love him.
Sunshine from Remember the Titans.
Oh my God,
is that the one they were talking about? People tanking for getting rid. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Lawrence is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a kid. Beautiful throws. Mm-hmm. He's special.
All right, 45 days to Florida, Miami. Not that far off, yeah, dude. 2 weeks into today, Eagles report to camp.
I wish it was tonight. Like, I wish we had something tonight.
Well, good news is we're still in baseball season.
We got summer league.
And I have a baseball nugget for you guys.
Oh.
According to John Morosi, MLB Network, it looks like the Padres are making some phone calls toward the New York Mets to see if they can get Noah Syndergaard.
Wow.
So there is conversation going on. The Padres are currently 2 games behind the Phils for the second wild card spot. Now that is going all in.
Yeah, it is.
And they have a ton of prospects.
They got better. The Padres have played better recently.
Yes.
For the kid Tatis, who's playing shortstop, is awesome. He's Tatis' son, Fernando Tatis Jr. He's unbelievable. That kid's outrageous.
Yeah, and their pitching's been pretty good. Now, if they can add Noah Syndergaard, and I know Syndergaard hasn't been...
Well, they got that kid Paddock, who's pitched real well for them.
And Syndergaard, even though he's not been the same Syndergaard, maybe if he goes to San Diego...
Well, that park is pitcher-friendly.
Pitcher-friendly.
No, that's scary. No, I forgot about how close they are.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.